Talking Comet.
Episode
62. That's a lot.
62.
62 weeks of this?
Well, not exactly. There's only 50 weeks in a year. Don't kick your thing. Okay.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onicon, and their ultimate sidekick, Penelope, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics.
How are you?
I'm a little tired.
We're all a little tired.
I'm a little tired.
It's 9:30.
Yeah, it's late. We've been doing a lot this week.
Yeah.
My brother came to town. We went to the beach one night because my brother lives in the Midwest and wanted to see a sunrise. So you'll notice I posted the picture of the sunrise or the video on socials. Then we came back from the beach and then went and saw my oldest daughter and her friend after we picked you up from school.
Yep.
Don't do that. And then today we drove 3 hours to go to the eye doctor.
Yep.
Because my friend's wife, best friend's wife is an eye doctor, so we go see her, but they live about 3 hours away. And then we hung out with them for a while after eye doctor and then drove back. So we just got back. Somewhere in there, I went to the comic shop, I think Wednesday, after I picked my brother up from the airport.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, so I picked up our stuff, our pulls this week, and then came. Yeah, so anyway, it's been a busy week. We've had a busy time. But don't forget, Amped Comics, use TCP10, link in the show notes.
To get 10% off.
Allegra Printing, go get a quote, get your comic printed from Allegra. Traverse City, we're going to get ours printed there, the cover. He did the cover and the prints. I've got cool news that when the book is done, I'm going to go to Traverse City and the print shop and watch the first one get printed. So that'll be kind of cool. And
wait, do we get the first one?
I get all of them.
No, like.
Yeah, I'll keep the first one, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, so our weekly polls. Do you want me to go first?
Hold on. And I've also been working on my cover a lot.
Oh, she has. She's been working on her cover in the car this week. So it's getting pretty good.
Yeah.
She got a little bit more work. You got to put a little bit more work into it, but it's coming along really well. It was really good. So, weekly polls. Want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. So, weekly polls I got this week. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Journals, number 3. Ooh. Ah. 1776. Interested to see how this is. Looks like a cool story. Dick Tracy, number 13. Get to read another Dick Tracy. I got the Batman 162, which is the Hush, another Hush, part of the Hush story. So that one's going to be cool. Amazing Spider-Man Torn, number 2. The Power Fantasy number, I think it's, 13. So. And then I got the connecting cover, Fantastic Four number 5. So, connecting cover, Scotty Young cover. And then I got the Rob Liefeld Young Blood Scotty Young cover. So I thought that was cool. And that's what I got this week.
Nice.
All right, Annika, what'd you get? Just your weekly polls at the moment.
Okay. I got Supergirl number 7.
The cool cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I got Poison Ivy 2025 annual.
Yeah, the annual number 1, I think. Or what number? Is it number 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Batman number 162.
Yeah, they had a Gotham City Sirens cover, so she wanted that of the 162. So she got that. Well, very cool. Which one are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Well, I already read it.
Which one was it?
Oh, we'll get there.
Well, which one did you look forward to reading? The Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
And then she already read The Poison Ivy, so you can go over that in a minute. I'm probably looking forward to most of the Dick Tracy. Or the Power Fantasy, one of those two. Those are probably my favorite out of those. So what did you read this week? Your annual.
Yeah, and I read some of, what's it called? I Hate Fairyland, number 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read a lot this week either. I read the DCKO number 1. I read Binary number 2. I enjoyed that one. And I read The Planet She-Hulk number 1. Both of those Stephanie Phillips books. And she dropped her new book that she's doing today. They released or announced she's doing the next Daredevil run. So that's going to be cool. She's super jacked to do Daredevil. Yes, my current read is 331. And it's day 317, so we're still ahead, but I got some more reading to do before the end of the year, so I need to take some days off and just read.
Yeah.
The favorite one I read out of those is probably The Planet She-Hulk. I thought that was really good. I'm so far behind on reading, but I got to get a day and plow through some reading.
Yeah.
What's the favorite one you read?
Poison Ivy.
Yeah? Was it good?
Yeah.
What was the best part about it?
I don't know.
I know last night we came home, you're like, did you get the comics? And I was like, yeah. And she came in here and she disappeared for like 30 minutes. Like, where'd she go? And then, she's in here reading her comic books, which is cool. I'm perfectly okay with that. All right. So... favorite one I read? Yeah, I said The Planet She-Hulk for sure. All right, was there any movie, shows, games this week?
No, not really.
You played some Fortnite this
week? I think
so,
yeah.
You had Tuesday off, so you played some Fortnite?
Oh, yeah. I think that's really it.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've been running around the last couple days, so. I did get to play Tuesday night. I played some more Battlefield. Baldur's Gate 3, sorry. Did play a little Battlefield 6. And then I finished Andor Season 2 and watched Rogue One this week. Rogue One is so much better of a movie. It was already a good movie. Even better after watching Season 2 of Andor. It's like picks up right after. It was very good.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel P, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Michael Jure, Torque Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
So then last Saturday, we went to the NC Comic Con. So much fun. It was really cool to go and get to meet some people. Got to see people that we've interviewed. Chris Saloff was there, the whole homebrew crew. They were amazing. They were excited to see me. They were excited to find out that Mike Algier is doing the art for our book. they're huge Mike Elgier fans, which is awesome. You know, when I'm walking through and they're like, oh, Mike's doing your book? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's amazing. So, Mike Elgier, you have some fans.
In my opinion, it was too crowded.
So a few people recognized us, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was scary.
Annika got a little freaked out about that.
I don't like people when they come up to me. Like, I like your TikTok. Like, I don't like that.
Like, what? So that was a little, you know, we're going to have to get used to that. We're going to have to figure that out. Yeah. But, well, you know, especially when we start doing the convention scene ourselves with a booth, you know, it's only going to happen more and more. And the podcast keeps growing. And, you know, we'll manage and we'll get through. But we'll definitely have to, you know, keep an eye on it. Rein that in a little bit for you. Protect you a little bit, which is fine. But it was cool walking around, meeting people, and of course we had, you know, Talking Comic shirts on and hats and whatever, and people recognized it or noticed it. You know, we got some cool stuff. You want to go ahead and, while I dig out mine, do you want to go over what you got at the show?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna organize mine a little bit.
Okay, so I got three very nice comics. I got Vote for Harley, DC Rebirth, Harley Quinn. I like this a lot. Mm. Then I got Harley Quinn, Old Lady Harley. This one's really nice. Then this one's my favorite, okay? I got Poison Ivy number one, but it's like an exclusive Virgin cover.
From 616 Comics, I think, is an exclusive store, a store exclusive. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we finally did get some a little, you know, continuing the Poison Ivy collection. And that's what you got, right? Oh, you got more? Okay, go ahead.
Then we went to a comic shop.
Oh, yeah.
The comic shop that I got my first ever comic.
Yeah, we stopped by Atomic Empire in Durham afterwards, after dinner.
And I got Harley and Ivy, Life and Crime, another cover.
Yep.
Because they didn't have this one in our comic shop, so I got this one. Then I got, this one's really cool. It's like, Harley Quinn, number one, Batman, Harley Quinn. I don't know what it is.
But it's another cover. I think it's,
and it's like a figure.
Yeah, it's like the action figure cover.
It's cool. I like it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then the other one. No, not yet.
Okay.
Right, go to the, yeah.
Okay. Then I got a print of Harley Quinn. There. I like this print.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A print. We'll have to get a frame for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, go over those.
Okay. Then I got a bunch of little, like, Harley Quinn Lego thingies.
Lego figurines?
Yeah.
I don't think they're actually, I mean, they're the same size as Lego, but I don't think they're licensed Lego.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I got this one. Oh, that one also came with the hyena.
Yep, she got the
hyena. I don't know if it's Bud or Lou. Who knows? I got this one.
That one's cool.
This one. Her hair came off. this one. This one. And then I got
a... Show that one again. You were barely on there for a half a second. The last one. That one. Yeah. There you go.
Then I got a poison ivy.
Oh, did you get an ivy too?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
And they came with bats and stuff.
Yep.
Ivy came with vines. Then I got a Funko Pop. I got this Harley Quinn Funko Pop.
Yeah, with a stand.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I really like this one.
All right, so I, at the show, was given an Oni Press book, GD Tragedy, old, like an Oregon Trail story. Met the marketing guy from Oni Press. Amazing. We're going to get in touch and do some, get some of the Oni guys on there, and he's going to come on himself. So that's going to be really cool. I did find, for fairly cheap, three Thor comics in the old. I got a Journey into Mystery 116. I got these as a set. 119. Journey into Mystery 119. And then The Mighty Thor number 130. So I got three. They were like buy three, get a deal. So I picked up three more Thor books. I saw some 126s I really wanted, and one, yeah, 125s, but didn't quite pull the trigger. I did see a number 83. Not ready for that yet. Can't afford that. But it's like $8,000.
That was a little...
little too much for
was,
my blood.
That was a little over the budget.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then we got some, like I mentioned already, the Homebrew Comics guys. Picked up one each of their books, The Celestial Knight. They autographed them, which is amazing and awesome. Crit. Caspian Porter, which was very cool to see all these guys. And then Bigfoot Knows Karate. Really look forward to reading this. All four of these. So those guys were awesome. We went by their table several times, talked to them throughout the day. Super awesome, super nice. Then there was some artists there that were signing some stuff. Chris Giroso. He did one of the Immortal Thor covers. Picked that up. He signed it. That was really cool. You know, me and Thor are like this. And then Ron Garney was there, who did five issues of the God of Thunder series, Thor God of Thunder. So I brought my God of Thunder comic, and he was nice enough to sign that, which was amazing. And then, of course, I had to buy a print. This is issue 14 cover. I had to buy a print that he signed as well. So I got some frames, and we're going to get those hung up in here. I don't know if we'll do them this week or maybe over Christmas break. We'll kind of do that. Did you get this one this weekend or last weekend?
I got that a long time ago.
Okay.
Did we ever show it?
I don't know. And then, so I can't remember. 2 weeks ago at a little show, she got a Harley Quinn print. I don't know if we ever showed that, but she did get that.
I think
2 weeks ago.
I don't know. Showing it again.
And then lastly, the co-creator of Deadpool was there.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Fabian something. I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try.
Nikesla or something.
I think it's Nikesa.
So before we went, I looked at the whole list and just kind of saw what we had. Turns out he used to edit a Barbie book.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. And we had one. So we brought it and he signed it. He actually thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So show that off. He signed that for us. I thought it was kind of neat.
And he told us the whole story about how he, like,
edited it and used to teach the Mattel people how to, you know, licensing. And he said it was a nightmare. But he was glad to get rid of that project. And then, lastly, he was doing prints. And these are really cool. He signed it, but then he did a print and he writes, the bubbles are empty. So then he writes a story, you know, and then between him and Deadpool and Wolverine, and then autographs it. So I'll read it to you real quick. It goes, AJ's really pissing me off and I'm going to blow. Wolverine's like, what is your problem with AJ? Seems cool to me. Sure, yeah, but because of AJ being so cool and such a great dad, I can't be free to blank, blank, blank. And so Wolverine responds, so you're mad you can't be an idiot in front of his kid?
I thought that was really funny.
So that's really funny that these are all personalized with stories, and then he signs them. So again, we will frame these and get them hung up. So, and, you know, maybe mount some of these comics and stuff. And I don't know. We'll do something with them. So that was our, you know, it was really a fun time at the convention. We met a lot of cool people we're going to have on the podcast. Got some cool autographs. Got to hang out with our friend Kat. He'll be on the show eventually one day. Went out to dinner with them and then went to Atomic Empire and then came home and slept. So it's
time.
You gotta do your mail time song.
It's mail time. It's mail time. It's time to open mail. Okay, let's go.
All right, she's got this box like 2 days ago. Okay. I've been dying to open it.
Okay, so I kind of drew all over the box.
Got one to let her open it. All right, open it up.
Ow! Can I have some scissors?
Well, where are my scissors?
They should be on the table. Okay, throwing scissors across the room.
I didn't hit you, did I?
No.
All right. Be careful.
Scissors.
Be careful. That's not being careful. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
She's going to stab herself live on the podcast. All right. Put the scissors down. That's enough. All right, what is it? Let's go.
Okay, so I got mini duckies.
Yeah, mini ducks. Ceramic. What are they made out of? Glass?
No, like acrylic.
Acrylic ducks. Show them again. You literally held them up there for 2.3 tenths of a second.
There's 42.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. They're so cute, and I love them.
Yeah, some ducks. What else? A box in a box.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's in the box. I got a poison ivy.
She finally got a poison ivy pop. She's been asking and looking for one for a while.
Yes, and it was actually really cheap.
So she finally found a poison ivy pop. We got her. She bought it herself, so.
Yes, I bought it myself.
Very cool. Hold it up again. Very cool. All right. Guess what time it is?
Questioned. Okay.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask Kim questions. It's what we ask me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
You go first.
All right. So we're going to do the first thing that comes to mind. This is revolutionary to in honor of the 1776 book coming out.
Okay.
So, George Washington.
Old. I don't know.
About the father of the nation.
No, hold on. Okay. Recap. Let's try that again.
George Washington.
Watching TV. Because didn't he die watching TV or something?
He was alive in 1776. He was our first president.
Oh.
Long before.
Watching a tape.
Long before any kind of tapes or
he was
videos.
Playing a game then.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. A cow.
He's the founding father. The first president.
Oh.
All right. Thomas Jefferson.
Who that?
Oh, my God. We might not need to do this for history. He wrote the Declaration of Independence. Do you know Benjamin Franklin?
Ish.
Who's on the $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
What's he famous for?
Being on the $100 bill.
Why is he on the $100 bill?
Because he was a president.
He was not.
He was something important. You're going to see how dumb I am.
You need some American history in your life. Do you even have American history in school? Probably not till middle school.
We learned some last year. Not a lot.
We got to make a DC trip. He also is the one that flew the kite and just, you know, discovered electricity, the key on the kite. You never heard that story? Yeah, you're in trouble.
For what? Not being taught?
Yep. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
The first president.
No, John Hancock. That's why people are like, I need you to hear John Hancock on this. When they want you to sign something. Who was the, when they were like, the British are coming. He rode on a horse through the town. Warning people the British were coming. Do you know who that was?
Nope.
It's my mom's favorite silverware.
The bullet handle knives?
Yeah, but it's Paul Revere.
Oh.
Paul Revere's, all right, let's see. Who made the first American flag?
Wasn't it like a high school student?
Betsy Ross. Betsy Ross. All right. What else? Let's see. Do you know who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
You just said it.
Thomas Jefferson.
That's what I said.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know who became the third president of the United States?
The third president.
Very good.
Correct.
His name was? Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
All right, we're going to do some studying this week, and we're going to, you know, try this again next week.
Okay.
All right, it's your turn.
Thomas Jefferson. Or Professor
this
X.
This is Founding Fathers versus Superheroes, this or that. I would take Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. George Washington or Captain America?
Give me GW.
Who?
GW, George Washington.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin or Iron Man?
Give me the Benjis.
Paul Rover or The Flash?
Paul Revere.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I might give the Flash this one.
Alexander Hamilton or Black Panther?
Going to go Alexander Hamilton. Great play.
John Adams or Batman?
That one's tough. I'd go Batman.
The
Minutemen. I'm trying to help you.
This is part of the show.
Well.
The Metahuman or the X-Men? The Metahuman or the X-Men?
The Minutemen.
The Metahuman or the X-Men?
Minute Man.
Or that. Pick one.
Minuteman. I picked one.
Betsy Ross or Wonder Woman?
I go Wonder Woman.
Benedict Arnold or Loki?
Loki.
Samuel Adams or Wolverine?
Give me Wolverine. He stuck up for me for Deadpool.
The Continental Army or the Avengers?
The Continental Army?
That's what I said.
That's what you said, 100%.
Uh-huh.
The Avengers.
Marquis de Lafayette. No, hold on. Let me re-say
it's
that.
It's not bad.
Marquis de Lafayette.
It's not bad.
Or Doctor Strange.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange.
John Hancock or Hulk?
Give me the John Hancock.
Patrick Henry, give me Liberty or Thor? Bring me Thor's.
Thanos?
Oh.
I'm definitely going Thor over anybody, so.
What about me?
Except you, of course.
That's what I thought. I picked you over Harley Quinn.
I remember. Uh-huh. Way back in episode, like, 2.
Yeah.
I remember. Made me cry.
The Founding Documents or the Infinity Stones?
Founding Documents.
Okay, now it's time.
Love
for,
it.
Now it's time for my own one.
Oh, God.
History or me? But.
What?
Never mind.
You over anything, okay. Of course.
Okay.
Got another one?
Yes. John Adams or Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
Correct. Okay. Let me add up your points really quick in my head.
I had to have got positive this time. Really? Come on.
I'm still subtracting and adding.
This is Founding Fathers. This is America. Give me the points for America.
Okay, that's 1 point.
All right. 1 point. Finishing the positive.
That's not the
best episode.
No, that
ever.
Is not the final point. I said I added 1 point. -1.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There's no way.
Yes, it is. Look it up.
I demand, in true American fashion, that you're not going to get this joke, but I demand a recount.
Okay. Nice.
You're not going to get the joke, but I demand a recount.
I don't get the joke.
It was an election thing years ago, but. Well, cool. Well, that is our episode this week. Great job. We will. We've had some awesome interviews come out this week. Jason Seibel and Gamal Hennessy, comic book lawyer. That episode, I mean, both were really good. But Gamal Hennessy, like the knowledge he dropped in that episode for free, like guys, like hit him up, like follow, sign up for his newsletter, all that stuff. He was amazing. We got some great interviews coming up this week. We will release those, a couple this week. If you're interested in being on the show, let us know. We go home, go to bed. But thank you all for being here, and we like, follow, share, all that fun stuff. Sign up for the newsletter. For what? Why do they sign up for the newsletter?
To get a free 4 pages of Talking Comics, The Chronicles of Panel P. I'm in.
Yeah, it's late. Good night. Love you.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.